Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Advocate, and apologies for the lack of show last week. I was swamped finalizing some content for Microsoft Ignite, but I will be sure to mention any of the major stuff that we missed last week this week. And for anyone who's curious, my shirt today is from the Stella McCartney by Taylor Swift collab, which will make the viewers who both hate it when I talk about Taylor Swift and when I wear bougie things angry. So everyone loses, except for me, because I love this hoodie. Okay, enough about all that. Let's get into this week's latest dev news. So first up, just a reminder that we are less than a month away from Microsoft Ignite in Orlando. The event is sold out, but you can still enjoy the conference online. And so we'll be streaming a lot of the sessions and the keynotes. And this is one of Microsoft's biggest events for developers and IT pros, and I can't wait for you to see all of what's going to get announced. And I'm going to be there along with your Channel 9 favorites, so if you see me on the show floor or at a session, be sure to say hello. And if you can't make it to Orlando, Microsoft Ignite, the tour, is coming back too, and we're going to be in 30 cities across the globe this year delivering great content, and the first stop is in Paris the week after Ignite, and I will actually be at that stop. So if you're in Paris, please say bonjour. Links to both Microsoft Ignite and Microsoft Ignite the Tour are in the show notes and the description down below. Now, next up, since we missed last week, I did just want to give a really quick shout out to the new Surface hardware that was announced at the Surface event in New York City. And so the Surface team announced the new Surface Pro 7, the Surface Pro X, the Surface Laptop 3, which is now available in a 15-inch size as well, and Surface earbuds. And all of those will be in store soon. And then Panos Panay also showed off a preview of the Surface Neo and Surface Duo, which are two dual-screen devices that'll be out next holiday season. And so I've got links to the Surface blog with more details, as well as an episode of Microsoft Mechanics that details the hardware on the new laptops. And so those are in the show notes in the description down below. All this is really cool, and I just want the rose gold, excuse me, sandstone Surface Laptop 3. In some Visual Studio Code news, the Visual Studio September 2019 build is now available, and this includes some great new features like the ability to view the selection in the minimap, you can open the integrated terminal in a custom working directory, and it also updates the remote development extensions. And so links to the full release notes as well as the download page for VS Code are in the show notes and the description. And in addition to the new version of VS Code, the Python for VS Code extension got a big update this month, and it actually adds support for native editing of Jupyter Notebooks inside Visual Studio Code. And so you can now directly edit your IPYNB files, and you get the full interactivity of Jupyter Notebooks, but with all the power of VS Code. And so you can manage source control and open multiple files, and you can, you know, use features like IntelliSense and Git integration and multi-file management. It's great, and it offers a great experience for data scientists and developers to experiment and work with data efficiently. And so more details and links to the Python extension are in the show notes in the description down below. And while we're talking about Python, I just wanted to give a quick shout out that PyTorch 1.3 is now available. And so I've got a link to the PyTorch team's blog post outlining all the new things in that release in the show notes and description. In some Java news, aka Bruno's Java Corner, there's some great news for developers who use Spring Boot and Spring Cloud. And so to make it simple to deploy and operate Spring Cloud applications, Microsoft has partnered with Pivotal to create Azure Spring Cloud. And so Azure Spring Cloud is a way that it abstracts away the complexity of infrastructure management and Spring Cloud middleware management. And so you can just focus on building your business logic and let Azure take care of the dynamic scaling, security patches, compliance, and high availability. And so I've got links to the announcement blog from for Azure Spring Cloud, both from Microsoft and Pivotal, in the show notes and the description. In some GitHub Actions news, GitHub has released some workflow examples from various open source maintainers. And so GitHub Actions is still in beta, but it will be generally available November 13th. It's the day after my birthday, and you can sign up for early access now. And so I've got a link to GitHub's blog post, which shows off some of these actions, as well as a community-curated collection in the show notes in the description, which gives more details. Earlier this year, Windows Virtual Desktop for Azure launched in preview. And so good news, it is now generally available worldwide. And so with Windows Virtual Desktop, you can deploy and scale your Windows desktops and apps on Azure in like minutes. And so more details are linked in the show notes and description. In some Xamarin news, the Xamarin team is taking part in Hacktoberfest. And so if you want to earn a Xamarin sticker set, you just need to make one or more pull requests to Xamarin projects. Four more PRs will earn you a t-shirt, and 10 or more will get you a limited edition glass trophy. And like all these are stackable, so you can get multiple awards. And so there are more details on Hacktoberfest in linked down below. And also remember that this month you can participate in the Xamarin and Azure Functions Challenge for your chance to win prizes that include like Xbox Gold gift cards, a pair of Surface headphones. And so links to that challenge are down below in the show notes and description too. On Channel 9 this week, we've got tons of great content. So first up on Careers Behind the Code, Scott Hanselman, everyone's favorite developer, talks about building careers with empathy. I love this episode. And over on the Cloud Native show, Shane learns about Cloud Native configurations and settings in ASP.NET Core. And then over on the IoT show, Olivier talks Azure IoT Hub integration with Azure Event Grid. And so I've got links to all those videos down below as well. And now it's time for my pick of the week. So I don't really get to play as many video games as I would like, but I bought Untitled Goose Game a couple of weeks back, and I remain obsessed. And so this game, which is available for Mac, PC, and the Nintendo Switch for now, lets you play the role of a goose. And, like, this goose is kind of a jerk. But you get to wreak havoc and play pranks on a whole village. It's so much fun. It's adorable, it's challenging, and honestly, like, who doesn't love being a jerky goose? I do, right? So if you're looking for something fun and different, I highly recommend this game. Well, that does it for me. If you liked this episode, please give us a like on YouTube and subscribe to our channel, Microsoft Developer. It really helps us out. Let me know your thoughts on Untitled Goose Game or any of our other stories by leaving me a comment down below. See you next time.